The city of Fort Smith is looking for a new partner for animal impoundment services. City directors decided to go in another direction with the contract after the Hope Humane Society upped their request from the city from about $300,000 annually to $650,000. You can hear more about that shelter's impending closure in our interview with Hope Board Vice President Storm Nolan that ran on Monday's show. Just go to OzarksAtLarge.com. Ozarks at Large's Susanna Sitek also spoke with City Administrator Carl Gefkin, whose city directors tasked with reviewing proposals from organizations interested in offering a shelter for Fort Smith's animals.
What are you looking for out of impoundment services or additional assistance?
What we're looking for is an entity that is well-run, efficient, that will work with our animal control department, that is in the police department, and that we work together to try to reduce the amount of strays, reduce the amount of need for impoundment, because, you know, this is a cost that is something that if we do the right thing, we can reduce the number of stray animals, stray dogs and stray cats, and thereby reduce the cost to the city. And the board has given me the direction to look at an animal license while looking at animal impoundment.
Right, and I was going to ask about the licensing fee. There was an animal advisory board that worked on that. Where does that all stand? Because they started kind of last year and worked on that for a few months, and I know the board hasn't really taken that up.
You know, with everything that's been going on with the contract with Hope and with the fact that it had also the license and the contract at one point somehow became connected, but now they're disconnected. There was so much happening that to try to settle one without the other was becoming difficult to do. The Animal Services Advisory Board did recommend a license structure that was free for those animals that are spayed and neutered and microchipped, and $125 if not. And so that will be, it is their recommendation, and as an advisory board, it will be part of the decision-making process as we move forward with our RFEI, and then there will be brought to the board of directors per their resolution directing me to do this work on it to provide a resolution for both.
Fort Smith is the second largest city in the state. I mean, any conversations about the city taking on sheltering, as a lot of cities have done?
Many cities I know in Northwest Arkansas have done it and are very successful at it. I mean, we have visited Rogers, and they have an amazing shelter and amazing organization. The cost for the city of Fort Smith to now start doing this would be anywhere from the low side of $600,000 to at least $1 million if we were to build a building and not find one readily made. And then there's also having the staffing. In the cost, depending if we were holding 100 or 200 animals per day, could be anywhere between $1 million and $1.5 million to run the operation. So that money would need to come from somewhere, and we have been very good at saving money in the general fund and in our other funds to put to work, and probably some of it to help our flood victims. But at the same point in time, if we can find a nonprofit that's willing to do the work and we work with them and it is cheaper to the city and its residents and probably a much, and knowing the organization, I should say organizations that have been interested in providing that level of support to the city, they're well run. And so I think that is what's best.
What is the city's responsibility in the way pets are kept by its residents?
Well, it's interesting. Arkansas law does not require a city to do animal control. So we don't have to do it. However, I would think all of our directors and much of our residential residents agree that no city wants to have stray animals running up and down thoroughfares and side streets or operating in packs, because that in itself would not could be dangerous, especially if a dog ran into a street and was hit, or somebody was driving and they had to swerve because of it. And as the second largest city, it that would not portray Fort Smith in its best light. So frankly, I think the board, and I agree with them, think it's the right thing to do. And that's why it's been a long road to try and find an organization either inside the city, as part of the city, or as a nonprofit that is both incredibly well-run, because that's what we would want, and then at a reasonable cost that our citizens would be willing to accept as part of the budget. And I think by doing this RFEI, that's what we will get.
I know this was brought up in one of the meetings that perhaps Hope should have consulted the city before becoming a no-kill shelter. Is that something that they should have consulted the city about?
There are plenty of woulda, coulda, shouldas to go along with this. And at this point, I'm just trying to look forward and say, this is what we can do. The board of directors has given me clear direction. We have many people in town who want to see the city do the right thing by our animal population and then also reduce the animal population. And that is our goal, and that's where we're facing, because we're facing forward, not backwards.
There was an animal licensing agreement brought up years ago. Should the city have done something sooner?
Well, I believe the city of Fort Smith actually did have an animal license, and it stopped. And then around 2012 to 2014, there was the request for mandatory spaying and neutering. And that was a valid and valiant effort to try to achieve this reduction in stray animals. And I think everyone who worked on that came from a very good place, because no one wants to see an animal starve or be maltreated or be injured. But again, you know, we also need to recognize what our city residents think is what on what they think that a city should do and how much they want us in their business. And Fort Smith and the state of Arkansas are very much a state that wants as little government intrusion as possible. So sometimes it takes a certain number of efforts in order to be successful, but also to understand where that limit lies. And so it's a balance, and that's the balance that the board of directors and the city administration do every day.
Well, thank you for catching us up. I know you guys are dealing with flooding as well, so lots of things going on.
Yes, there are a lot of things going on, and that we're here to serve, and we're going to be doing our best to help with the flood victims and with our animal population.
That was Fort Smith City Administrator Carl Gefkin speaking with Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek. In a city director's meeting last week, the organization Kitties and Canines already outlined its proposal to shelter and adopt the city's animals. But Gefkin says directors want to hear from other organizations as well. He'll be issuing a request for proposals in the coming days.